Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Monday, October 27th, 2014. Israeli troops attack residents in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. Meanwhile, the government approves more illegal settlements. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Two Palestinian teens were injured during clashes with Israeli forces to the east of the occupied West Bank city of Nablus early Monday, according to medical sources. Clashes broke out following an invasion by Israeli military vehicles into the village of Beit Horik. The two teenagers, 16 and 17, were reportedly injured by rubber-coated steel bullets and taken to a nearby hospital for treatment. Moreover, Israeli forces kidnapped six Palestinians in the occupied West Bank overnight, local sources reported. The six men were one from Nablus, three in Bethlehem's Aida refugee camp, and two at the village of Al-Khadr near Bethlehem. Moreover, Israeli forces on Monday demolished four Palestinian homes belonging to Al-Hazalin family in Hebron village of Yatta in occupied West Bank. Witnesses told media that a large group of Israeli soldiers and a bulldozer stormed the village and demolished four houses in Yatta village. The demolition process comes one day after the Israeli Supreme Court rejected an appeal by residents and confirmed that around 30 people are now homeless as a result. Israel rarely ever grants Palestinians permits to build in occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. In Jerusalem on Monday, clashes continued in several areas of the city. Israeli troops used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets to attack residents and homes. At least 19 Palestinians were kidnapped over the weekend in Jerusalem. The clashes is ongoing since last week as residents protesting the killing of two youth by Israeli soldiers last Friday and attempts by radical Israeli settlers groups to take over Al-Aqsa Mosque in the old city of Jerusalem. Earlier on Monday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu gave the order to advance plans for the construction of 1,060 new illegal houses in occupied East Jerusalem for Israeli settlers. The new housing units are set to be raised in two East Jerusalem settlements, 660 new units in Ramat Shlomo, 400 in Har Huma, as well as a new infrastructure project involving the opening of 12 new settlers' roads in the West Bank. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, October 27th, 2014 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.